This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com or text 701-226-8503. We're brought to you today in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. They started back in 1908, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, link service provider not only in Bismarck these days, but across the Dakotas, North and South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota. Furnace and air conditioner replacements, water heater replacements, garage heater installations. How would that be for a Christmas gift? And so much more. HATNSons.com or 701-223-3393, 223-3393. H.A. Thompson Sons, financing available, free estimates. Bring him up. No Scott Henin today. It takes two people to fill Scott Henin's shoes. And there he is, Peter Johnson and UND President Mark Kennedy. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think it maybe takes more than two, but we're going to do the best we can.
I'll be a batting cleanup here, so don't worry. Never fear, Todd's always here, so it seems.
All right, that sounds good, Todd. Well, good morning, North Dakota. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. So I'm Peter Johnson, and I'm very happy to have me with me here at the beautiful campus at the University of North Dakota, University's President Mark Kennedy. We're going to talk about North Dakota's engine of opportunity, university, my favorite topic, and the strategic plan and the grand challenges related to research, which are focused in many ways on research that benefits the great state of North Dakota. But before we get into that, we want to talk with President Kennedy about the fact that this is the beginning of two big days on the UND campus. We're graduating 850 students. They're eligible to cross the stage. So, President Kennedy, when they do cross that stage, what do you say to those students who are about to go out and make their mark in the world?
Well, you might know that we recently launched a tagline, Leaders in Action, and it really it's what we graduate and what they will be as they go out into the world. So I just wanted to talk about the sort of pillars of those, what it means to be leaders in action, beginning with we're North Dakotan in the sense that we have a strong sense of community, of camaraderie, of resilience, that we are ready for action. And one of the things unique about UND is nearly every degree has not only the theory that they receive, but the hands-on experience. In that you're in a mock courtroom or operating room, or you're on the stage, you're teaching in the classroom, or you're flying an airplane, you've done it prior to graduating. And the others is that we're doers, and we focus on an impact. And as I go around and talk to UND alum around the country, what they tell me is what makes them stand out is this UND spirit drawn from our North Dakota roots. They're ready to work. They're ready to dig in and get things done, which is something that sets them apart from many others. So I'm going to put that in context, hopefully in an interesting, captivating way. So stay tuned to my speech that will be maybe coming out in publication at Grand Forks Herald soon.
So it's that North Dakota pioneering spirit in a lot of ways, I think, is what you're talking about. That's what helped make the state what it is.
It absolutely is. It's a rugged state. And one of the things I'll be saying, and I've said before, there's a camaraderie amongst anybody that survived a Grand Forks winter together. And if you can survive a Grand Forks winter, you have a grit, you have a resiliency that sticks with you for the rest of your life. And that is evident to your employers and those that that find the benefits of your skills. So I'm going to tie that into a lot of our great alums that have made a huge impact. Judge Davies, who, as you know, opened up Little Rock High School. Or, a lot of the space pioneers have come from UND. We have the only master's in space science in the country. People don't always think of us in that area, but we've always been explorers. The first person to fly over the poles, Eielson, many pioneering spirits that really draw their inspiration from the early pioneers that helped settle the state. And as you know, University of North Dakota is the first time they ever used the word North Dakota, so we tie right back to those pioneering days.
We're proud of the fact that we're graduating 850 students in the next couple of days, but there's been nationally a conversation over quite a period of time, really, about the value of higher education. So talk to us about that. Is it important to get a college education, a college degree these days?
Well, first of all, the four-year college isn't for everyone, no doubt about it. But we need more four-year college graduates than we are graduating. If you look at the growth in demand for four-year college degrees, it's going up higher than the amount of graduates we're producing. For those that it does make sense for, on average, you leave with about $25,000, $30,000 in debt, which would be the equivalent of a loan for a mid-priced Chevy. But your benefits to you personally over your lifetime is typically $1 million uplift in your income, so it's a 40-to-1 payback. For the community, a college graduate will be more paying more taxes, more likely to contribute to community efforts, and more likely to be the source of innovation that is going to spur growth for others. We need more two-year college graduates as well, and in the future, some degree of post-high school is going to be needed for nearly everyone. So higher ed is vitally important to your personal well-being and for the state's well-being, and North Dakota is better off if we have more people that have gone to some form of higher education.
So if you're going to educate students, that means you got to get them here to the university or to other universities. You talked a little bit about leaders in action, but what are we doing here at the university to really help push that forward, to push forward that message and to attract those students?
Well, we're doing a lot of things. As you know, I view sports as the front porch of the university, and I judge it by how many 14-year-olds are in the stand falling in love with the University of North Dakota for a particular sport. That's the benefit we get. Well, also, we have a truly beautiful campus, and we're taking a number of deliberate efforts to make it even more beautiful, whether that be for those older buildings that are beyond their expiration date that really add nothing to the beauty of the university, removing those, whether it be remodeling others, and we're continuing to have this be just a fabulous place to be. We'll talk a bit maybe later about the strategic plan and what that means, but a key component to that is outreach in terms of marketing. And you've seen a few billboards around the state, but that's a fraction of what we're doing. Most of what we're doing is digital communications to specific students with specific messages. And that's a process that's just begun. And so hopefully more and more of the top students around the state and region are hearing from us, and we're bringing the good message that if you want to be leaders in action, this is the place to be.
So you mentioned the strategic plan. You've been here about a year and a half. About a month into your tenure, you launched that strategic plan. The one UND strategic plan is what came out of that. Tell us about the plan. About the goals.
I think what's exciting about the plan is that 900 people were involved in shaping it. It was headed by a committee with both the head of our university senate, the head of our faculty senate in that regard, and the head of our student affairs. So there was a student and faculty-driven process with 45 committee members, 900 people involved. And so whatever the plan says, the fact that we have a cohesive idea as what the future means for us is energizing to a community. It's focused on a purpose to be the chief opportunity engine for our students and for North Dakota, and in reality, we are. If you look at it, we're the fourth largest employer, the two healthcare providers in the state, the two largest ones, and Walmart. They do great and wonderful things, but they don't give you a 40-to-1 payback on what you invest in terms of creating opportunity for you and others. It's also focused on being the premier flagship. A flagship is the university of, as opposed to the name of state. We need a good land grant like we have in NDSU. We need a good flagship that has the professional schools, the primary liberal arts core, and we're trying to do that. But it has seven strategic actions to make sure that we're injecting experiential learning that I spoke of, that you not only graduate with knowing what to do the first job, but the many jobs you'll face over your lifetime with a strong liberal arts core. Make sure that we get more of our students to graduate and make sure that we're delivering more opportunity in the form of face-to-face or online. It drives our research engine, make sure that we're receptive to diversity, increases our outreach to the military, and make sure that we're connecting with our alumni even more. And those are the seven strategic actions that we have captains for and teams moving forward to implement.
So we actually have some news today. Breaking news from the North Dakota, University of North Dakota, and the Grand Forks Air Force Base. That's related to that goal related to the military. I know that you feel strongly about that. You have a son in the Navy. Tell us what the news is.
Well, the news is that we have our first program accepted in the what they call Air University Associate, the bachelor's degree. And what the military is very concerned about, and appropriately so, is that we have a lot of enlisted that come there with education on their mind. They're coming out of high school, and they provide them an associate degree through the Air Force. Similar things happen in the Army and the Navy as well. But many of those want to, while they're there, get a bachelor's degree. And so they're looking for universities like us that will step forward and do that. This first one is in general studies, but we expect others to follow. And we're really the top school, I think, the only flagship that's offering this. So it's a great opportunity for us as well as the military.
All right, we'll be back again.
More What's in Your Mind on the way, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text 701-226-8503.
Your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps a company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. Are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather, emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by PetroServe USA, barrel of fun, 8-ounce bags, 2 for $4, getting those little holiday things. We got one of those, too. We got all our foods out in the hallway and stuff. I bet somebody's grabbing a few of those bags, 2 for $4. Deli Express Sub Selects are $2.99. Hershey Gold bars. They're new. The standard ones are 59 cents, but what fun is that? Get the king size for $1.09. Mars king size Christmas Snickers. I didn't know they had Christmas Snickers and Twix. Did you guys know they had Christmas Snicker bars?
I don't believe that. I've seen those before.
Have you seen? Okay. I mean, I don't. I guess I haven't sought them on. Now I'm curious. 69 cents. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $11. Red Bull cans, two for $5. And much more at PetroServe USA. It's 21 after the hour. And I know we're due to talk to CJ from Dak Diesel. Do we have CJ?
Yes, I'm here, Todd. How's it going today?
There he is. Good. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm not going to call you Scott at the end of our conversation today. So.
It's all right, because you know what? My whole life, I've got cousins to this day that still call me Scott. Maybe I was supposed to have been a Scott or something like that. It can be difficult to complete your daily activities when your diesel truck or tractor's out of commission. Don't just take it to some old shop. Dak Diesel, CJ, why you?
Well, down here we specialize in diesels and diesels only. You know, I'm not a gas mechanic, and a lot of people they might think that diesel mechanics and gas mechanics are basically the same. They are not. They're not totally different, but they're very different. You know, and it's one of these things down here is when you're doing gas vehicles all the time, and then you switch over to a diesel, you got to change your mindset a little bit. You know, and it's the same thing if you're on a diesel and you got to go to a gas. You know, a diesel, everything has to be way more precision, put together, assembled, you know, cleaned up, all that, just because it's a more precision engine as far as the strength of it, how long it lasts, how much power it has, fuel economy, all that good stuff.
Dak Diesel, so, let's get it rolling in time for the season. How do we get a hold of you?
You can call me at 258-50 on my cell at 210-0888, or look me up on the web at DakDiesel.com.
You know, you can trust a guy who puts his cell phone number right on the radio there. CJ at Dak Diesel. Tell him one of the Scots from What's on Your Mind sent you.
Sounds good.
Thanks, CJ.
Have a great day. Todd. Appreciate it.
All right. 23 after the hour. Scott Hennon off today. I'm Todd Mitchell, just kind of lurking in the background, helping out Peter Johnson and UND president and newest Bison fan, Mark Kennedy. You heard it now. Yeah, now we have to get Dean Bershani on to say what a great big Fighting Hawk fan he is. And we'll see if we can pull that one off on What's in Your Mind.
Well, they've got an excellent school, and you got to give them credit for the success they've had in their athletic programs, absolutely. But I think we love to play against them. We split in basketball the other day. But they were good games.
We won volleyball. We won soccer. We'd love to compete against NDSU, but when it's North Dakota against somebody else, we're for whatever team has North Dakota in the name.
Absolutely.
Every time. Perfect.
So we were happy to talk a little bit ago about the Air University Associate Baccalaureate Cooperative that we have now with the Air Force. It's a brand new opportunity for those folks from really around the world to take classes at the University of North Dakota. For those who actually come here to the Air Base, then they can transfer and take classes here. But it's not just restricted to those who are physically here. So there's a distance education component to that. And we're doing more about distance education than just the military. That ties in with the governor, who's talked a lot about using technology to educate students at the high school and university level. President Kennedy, could you tell us more about what we're doing beyond what we just announced in online education?
Well, if you look at it, you're right that the programs that we're offering to the military are available online. Clearly, those in Grand Forks or Minot can come and take those on campus, but we're looking to reach out to the military and other students around the world. And there is more and more growth in online. We at the University of North Dakota, we're told, have one of the 20 broadest offerings of online offerings of any major university. And it's right now 1 out of 4 credits we deliver is through online. It gives people more choices. A lot of times, the people that are taking an online course are those that that didn't complete and they get partway through their life and they say that's really not working for them. They want that extra benefit that they get if they have a bachelor's and they finish that. Or they decided that their undergraduate degree isn't getting them to the places they want to go and they get a master's in something that's more directed towards their life goals. But we're looking to take that up even more robustly. And a big focus will be the military. One of the things we offer or will be offering soon is a aviation technology course, bachelor's degree online, something unique to us given the strength of our aviation program. But think of all those enlisted mechanics for airplanes in Air Force. Army says they have more flying machines in the Air Force, in the Navy, around the world that don't have a bachelor's, and this gives them an opportunity in a very natural skill set for them to have a bachelor's. So we see a strong growth in online, and I think you'll be seeing more of it coming from us in the future.
So that's innovative. And we were not too long ago, just a few months ago, ranking as one of the top 25 universities in terms of innovation, ranked with some really top schools. Talk about that.
You know, the U.S. News listed us as one of the 25 most innovative universities in the country on a list that includes Harvard, MIT, Stanford, Caltech, many other big names. In fact, there's nobody north of the University of Chicago or Stanford in that whole northwest quadrant of the country, including us. So when we play the Gophers in hockey, we not only beat them in hockey, but they're not on that list. Neither is Wisconsin. Neither is really anybody else in this region. Why? Because you have to be top 25 in something to get on that list. We're clearly, if not number one in aviation, we are number one in aviation. We're in the top in medical. We're ranked sixth in rural medicine, 15th in family medicine. Our Energy Environmental Research Center, what we do in the College of Engineering, is clearly one of the top six or eight biggest enterprises for research in energy. Our Wellness Center is oftentimes regarded as the best in the country. Our Ralph, of course, is the best hockey arena in the country. Our Dakota Venture Group, where we have students investing real money in ventures, is the first of its kind in the country. So we could go down through a list of areas where we are, and our petroleum engineering is one of the certainly top 25 best in the country. So we have a long list of certainly top 25 areas and innovative areas, and we've often been rated in one of the top, certainly top 25 online schools in the country. So we have a differentiation that makes us stand out, and part of the strategic plan is to lean forward into that differentiation and that innovation and continue to be that engine of opportunity for North Dakota and our students.
I think that ties with that notion of the pioneering spirit, but also the leaders in action. I think that's the support for that leaders in action branding approach.
Yeah, we lead by doing. You know, North Dakotans get a little bit impatient for just talking about something. They want to grab a wrench, do something, move forward, and get something done.
Sounds good. Well, when we come back, we're going to start talking more about research.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. More on the way.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You should be too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Take it from Carson Wentz, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust him for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Look for the duck and tell him Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, they're champions in my book.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Cheer. Yeah. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You could become the Adult Constructors One Call Does It All call of the day, just like Shelley in Williston.
Concerning the sexual misconduct charges being brought against Trump and Moore and all this. Now, if they're guilty, the penalty should be paid. However, I know there are thousands of women out there that bring this charges falsely in hopes of gaining money or celebrity. My thing is, one, you should be innocent until proven guilty. Two, if it is found that the woman has flat out lied on these allegations, she should be stocked with a heavy penalty and maybe jail time. There are women that were supposedly sexually abused and kept quiet for years. And now they're coming out. There should be a penalty for those women, too. Because they kept their mouth shut, they allowed other young women to be abused just like they did.
Jillian Williston, One Call Does It All, Delta Constructors. Call Eric today, 406-250-8151, or online at deltaconstructors.net. E&I services, temporary flaring services, and much more. Eric, 406-250-8151, or DeltaConstructors.net. The Tioga Chamber of Commerce invites you to check them out at TiogaND.net. The merchants invite you to consider Tioga as a great place to settle your family and raise your kids, and they support education, innovative science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs for school-aged children. Tioga, the energy and innovation capital of North Dakota. 26 before the hour, Scott Hennin off today. I'm Todd Mitchell, just kind of lurking in the background because the main attraction today, they put themselves up there, Peter Johnson, and especially given that he's come out as a big NDSU fan, UND President Mark Kennedy. And what's in your mind?
Thank you, Todd. Well, actually, President Kennedy went back to running the university, so he's left. Elvis has left.
Oh, good.
We get to tout his having
come out as a big NDSU fan the whole rest of the time, and he doesn't get to defend himself. That's good.
He's been down there to games, and as he said, we're always a fan of whatever team is wearing North Dakota.
Exactly.
So we've always been supportive of that. But I have with me our Vice President for Research and Economic Development, Grant McJimsey. And so we're going to start moving into the research component of this next hour and a half. Grant, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Peter. Thanks, Todd. I will actually talk about sports if anybody wants me to. I'm a big booster of UND, obviously, but as President Kennedy said, we're North Dakotans, and whoever wins from North Dakota is great, except if we're playing against NDSU, I want UND to win. And I noticed that the president didn't mention hockey at all, so I won't mention that either.
Well, obviously, hockey is king here, and is king for a lot of portion of the state and around the region. But since we're talking about our friends down south, we do want to say it's been fun to watch Carson Wentz, and we just hope that things work out well for him in terms of his health. So that was sad that he got injured. But he's been awfully fun to watch, and that's been great for the whole state to have seen somebody rise to that level of professional play so quickly.
Remarkable player, absolutely.
So, Grant, let's talk about research.
Sure.
Why is it important to the state of North Dakota for UND and NDSU, as the other research university in the state, to engage in research? How does that benefit us?
Well, you know, I mean, if you look around the room that you're listening from your home, or if you're in your car, you look around you, and what you'll see are just an infinite number of products that have been created as a result of research at American research universities. If you're listening on your computer, or you're looking at your liquid crystal display, if you're using a device, the colors of the dyes in your carpet, the paint on the walls, the electricity coming through the walls, all of that has actually been enabled by research at American research universities. The federal government recognized the value of research back after the Second World War. And what we've got really is a situation now where our economic advantage as a country has been driven by the discoveries and the developments that have come out of American universities. So I think it's really important for UND and other research universities to continue this. From a North Dakota perspective in particular, the research that we're doing here at UND is very, very tightly linked with the needs of North Dakotans, and ultimately with the needs of the North Dakotan economy. I mean, we are a driver of the economy, and we want to be a driver of the economy.
So that connects to that opportunity engine that President Kennedy talks about.
Yes.
So we want to get into some of the grand challenges that have been identified related to the strategic plan, but before we do that, maybe even just a broader look at the University of North Dakota's research enterprise?
Sure, yeah, we are... we are a mid-sized university. We have, I think we punch above our weight when it comes to the research that we do, around $100 million in external funding for the research that we have going on. That comes from a variety of sources, from the federal government, from companies, and from foundations. And it's all very much focused on the strengths that we have. And those strengths have really been developed at UND as a result of knowing about the needs of North Dakota. So you mentioned, Peter, the grand challenges. I should back up a little bit, and we could talk a little bit more about the strategic plan that President Kennedy initiated just over a year ago. We spent a long time last academic year really kind of formulating the plan, articulating what it was that we wanted to do. And over the last 6 months, we've been very aggressively implementing that plan. And so it's been an exciting time at the university. I'm very excited to be here. One of the really exciting things about the plan is that it very clearly articulates the value and the necessity of the university to do research and to do research in the areas that have the greatest impact. And so we have these grand challenges that we've created, and as I described them very briefly, and we have a couple folks here that will be joining us in a little while to talk more deeply about them, but when I describe them, I think you'll say, oh, yeah, that makes sense for North Dakota. Yeah, I mean, I hadn't thought about that, but that's absolutely what we want to be doing here. So one of our grand challenges is in energy and environmental sustainability. As your listeners know, we are the second largest oil producing state in the country. We extract our oil from what's called an oil reservoir, which is not very easy to get oil out of. And one of the things that we've been doing at the university, particularly at the Energy and Environmental Research Center, is figuring out ways how to pull oil out of those kind of non-conventional reservoirs. There's a lot of technology involved in that. The second part of that challenge, environmental sustainability, we all know that we have to be careful about how we extract and use fossil fuels. A lot of the research that we're doing at the university is about carbon capture and carbon sequestration, which mitigates the effects of using fossil fuels. So, I mean, what we're trying to do here is allow North Dakota to you know, kind of benefit from what we have here, but in the same time do it in a responsible way. Another grand challenge that we have is around rural health, so the health of folks in rural communities and the health of those communities themselves from a social perspective. I think, you know, the world is still more rural than it is urban, and so this grand challenge is not only applicable to North Dakota, it's also applicable to, you know, more broadly speaking here in the Northern Plains, but also all around the world. And what we have are a number of people from across the university who are looking at ways to study and help the people in rural communities from a perspective, say, of delivery of medical care, as well as trying to solve some of those problems that you find exclusively in rural communities. Another grand challenge is around curing disease. So we have the only medical school in the state here, and they're very focused in their research on things like neurodegenerative disease, stroke, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, also infectious disease and cancers. And, you know, obviously these are not things that are exclusive to North Dakota, but they are health issues for North Dakotans. And the medical school here is very focused on that. Those are kind of what you would probably think of as grand challenges if you kind of sat down and thought about them for a while. But we have a couple of other ones that I think are a little bit more not more interesting, but more unique to North Dakota. And one of those is in unmanned aircraft systems. You've probably heard about drones, and we call them UAS here, standing for unmanned aircraft systems. This is a huge opportunity for the state from an economic diversification perspective. The state of North Dakota has put $50 million into the development of the drone economy over the last 10 or 12 years. And as a result of that, we have a very healthy research enterprise at the university in unmanned aircraft systems. But we have also in North Dakota, in Grand Forks here in particular, but across North Dakota, we have a very healthy private enterprise, what I call an ecosystem around unmanned aircraft system. We have small companies that are flying drones for, you know, to gather data and images for agricultural applications or power applications. We have large companies here. We have the only UAS business park in the country called Grand Sky, just west of town, a very unique organization because it is actually on land owned by the Air Force Base. And we have some big drone companies, Northrop Grumman, for example, and General Atomics, who are at that Grand Sky facility. So a lot of opportunity in drones. And then the final one, and then I'll draw a breath and let Peter, you know, jump back in here. But, you know, we have something called data. And, you know, talking about UAS, when we're flying UAS to gather images of farmers' fields to, you know, better inform the use of fertilizers, for example, we create lots and lots of data in those images, and we need to analyze those images. We have to store them. We have to figure out, you know, the algorithms that we might use to convert the ones and zeros of those data into information that's actionable. And one of the things that we're really focusing on here now at the university is how to store big data, how to process that big data, and how to turn it into something of advantage to the farmers of North Dakota, to the folks that are, you know, in our petroleum industry, the utility companies that are delivering electricity. All of those things can benefit from the data that we're gathering. So that's kind of a very, in a quick nutshell, Peter, what we're thinking about in terms of these grand challenges. And as I said, there'll be other folks in here to talk a little bit more about those in a minute.
That's a full spectrum, a full range of activity. We had an interesting day here a few weeks back. Talk to us a little bit about that day. It focused on rural issues and social issues. We'll do that when we come back. But I want to talk about an interesting activity that we had related to research when we come back.
What's on your mind? Scott headed off next couple of days, but we will have more on the way. 701-258-0550.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDrive Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
That's pretty frightening. I know exactly who's singing this song in sync. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. 49 after the hour, Todd Mitchell. It's Once in Your Mind time to talk with our favorite patriot, Jim the Flagpole Guy. If you're patriotic, and many of us these days are feeling more patriotic than ever, it's a great time to show it. Call Jim today, 701-571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com to get a flagpole installed at your home or business. Jim, happy Thursday to you. What's on your mind?
Happy Thursday to you, Scott. Merry Christmas to you. Always a pleasure. Merry Christmas, everybody. Just loving America and loving that patriotic people are interacting and patriotic ways for Christmas, and it's touching sometimes to hear the stories, and just real pleased, and it's been a great year. Thank you to all my customers, and I have poles and flags and anything of a service that anybody needs regarding a flagpole. I refurbished one the other day, and I'm just growing and learning every day and just thankful. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Please call.
Merry Christmas to you, too, Jim. I didn't realize you could refurbish a flagpole.
I have the ndflagpoleguide.com PRXQ 85, I call it. It's just a drill, and I converted a wire wheel to go inside the flagpole. And I bought some roller stands, and I stand the flagpole.
There you go.
Yeah, it's what they do in the factory, and I just converted it. So we're able to make everybody's flagpole nice.
All right. Thanks, Jim. American made, proud of it. ndflagpoleguy.com, 701-571-FLAG. Jim, the flagpole guy. Night before the hour, what's in your mind? Scott Hennon off today. Peter Johnson, guest hosting.
Hey, it's good to be here, Todd. Hosting from the great University of North Dakota campus. Beautiful campus. Well, it's pretty snow out there, but it is treacherous out there. We were talking about that earlier this morning on the show, and be careful when you're out and about. So just before we went to the break, we were talking about an event that we had here at the university. We were just about to talk about that a few weeks back that relates to the Grand Challenge. And it's the Grand Challenge that has to do with rural activities and those kinds of things. Thomasine Heitkamp is in charge of that Grand Challenge. She does an excellent job. Grant, tell us what happened that day.
Yeah, well, again, it was a really great opportunity for us. Part of the rollout of this strategic plan, particularly around these grand challenges, is to really try and get as much faculty and student participation in these across campus as possible. And so, you know, each of the grand challenge groups is kind of approaching this in a little bit different way. But what Thomasine and her team did was to put together an event over at the Gretzky Center. A half-day event. We called in representatives from the federal agencies that deal with rural, health problems and health challenges. So the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Agency, the Health Resources Services Agency, Housing and Urban Development, the USDA, all of those agencies actually are very concerned with issues at the rural level. And so we had those folks come in. Most of them came in from Denver, flew in at their own expense, and we held a panel discussion. There was over 90 faculty from UND attending that event, and it was a great discussion about what the federal agencies are interested in seeing universities do from the perspective of rural communities, and what kind of funding that the federal government has to put towards programs in rural communities. So it's a great way to not only kick off the interest and build the interest within the UND community in these sorts of activities, but it was a great way for us to find out what the federal government is interested in, and we will be continuing those discussions and growing them out of the university and into the rural communities of North Dakota. So it was a great event, well attended, lots of great discussion, lots of great ideas have come out of that.
And the part of it that really intrigued me is what I call the speed dating section, where faculty members got to go around and visit with these folks, and almost like a speed dating, okay, you got 10 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever it is to make your picture, to hear what they have to say. That I don't know that I've ever seen that done before in that way or heard about that.
Well, you know, it's the way that we kind of structured this. There was a lot of information given up front, you know, in the original panel. And then, as you said, our faculty and students, there were quite a number of students there, too, got a chance to, you know, kind of do one-on-one conversations with the agency personnel, hearing what each agency, because they each have kind of different focuses and different directions that they go in, but hearing what each one of them has on their mind. And, you know, basically the other part of this is really, you know, when, you know, as a faculty member, if I'm writing a proposal to try and get federal dollars, the more that the person who I am writing to can put a face to a name, the more important it is. So we want to introduce ourselves to the representatives of these agencies so they can say, hey, you know what? I was in North Dakota. I was in Grand Forks. I had a great discussion with that faculty member. Now I have a proposal in front of me from them. And you know what? That discussion we had was really interesting, and I have a lot of confidence that the person could be able to put that kind of work together. So, yeah, it was a good event.
Excellent. We'll be back.
Scott, in and off today, Peter Johnson guest hosting. We will have more from Grand Forks, the University of North Dakota campus. What's on your mind coming up?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Botineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Pfeiffer's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Pfeiffer's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.